Good morning and shalom. This is yet another day the Lord has made. Maranatha, the Lord is coming soon. Jesus will come again. He promised he'll come again. He'll come again as a king. He'll come again soon. He'll come again to rule and to reign here on earth. He'll come again to judge. We'll be talking about the 1,000 years of his reign together with his church. But where is he now? He's in heaven and the right hand of the one who sits on the throne, worshipped by angels, four living beings, and four elders, removing all their crowns, worshipping him. Thousands and millions and myriads of angels that no one can number. But you also discover now there are millions and millions of people from every nation, from every tongue, from every language, from every corner that nobody can number. They are also worshiping him, even those who died before the tribulation. They're also worshiping him. But last time we discovered that there are people who are hard-hearted, generous, kings, I tell you, poor, rich, slaves, everyone. When Jesus started releasing the first and the seventh and the sixth seal, some people came to Jesus. Others, they ran away from Jesus. So today, in chapter 7, we really want to focus on the people who, how people responded when Jesus came, or between the first and between the first and sixth seal, when he's releasing all the seals. Last time we saw that there are people who ran away. But at this time, it will be a very interesting time. We want to see just first, you know, the session one. That's chapter 7, verses 1 to 8. We understand that the end of the church will be followed by great tribulation, which is the judgment or the wrath against Christ-rejecting people. We want to see that God has got two sides, the God of love and the God of wrath. These sides make him God, and they are written in the Bible when you talk about the wrath of God. But we were not appointed to suffer his wrath, because his wrath is not against people, he's against sin and those who remain in sin, and against Satan and his works. So the God of love and the God of wrath. And we have seen these as it happened in the days of Noah. When we talk about the soon coming of the Lord, that is also called in the Old Testament, or even in the New Testament, is called the Day of the Lord. When you see the name the Day of the Lord, it's not a particular day, but it's a season when God would join on earth, would come physically or would come on earth directly and start to judge the evils that men had done. And there are a number of examples that happened for God to bring wrath. Let's start from the time of Noah. God created Noah and the whole mankind, gave them the world, but men became against God. And every inclination of man was only sinful. And God decided to bring a day, his day, his wrath. He came in. And when he came in, He came and judged the world with water. But before that, what did he do? He first asked Noah to build an ark, and he asked Noah to go and give people an opportunity to get into the ark. God does not want to bring his wrath to us. It is a method, it's an activity, it's an experience that God will still do it when you finally refuse. So when people refused the day of Noah, they were destroyed by the floods. Look at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. People became evil, sodomites, recipients, and all manner of evil. And when God decided to finish this, he first went to his friend Abraham and told Abraham, this is what I want to do. Because God does not do anything before he tells his friend. And when he shared with his friend started even pleading for Lot and those righteous and his family. And you know what? God had the mercies, or he rescued Lot, as the Bible says, from this sinful Sodom and Gomorrah. Then the judgment came. So you see, there is a pattern. That's why we are saying that the church will not go through the tribulation. Because Lot was removed, and after he was removed, then fire was released. And you can continue even in Egypt. When God was judging Egypt because of its sin had ripened. And even the sin of the nations in Canaan had ripened. So God first removed his people in Goshen and shielded them there. And then he punished these other people, especially even during the death. You know, you remember when he was to kill the firstborn, he told the Israelites, his children, to put blood. That was a kind of a rapture for them. It was a kind of safety for them. Then he brought in judgment. That's what God does. The day of the Lord is like, if I give an example of football, players are supposed to play and play well. The referee has nothing to do with people who are playing well. He only keep on directing. He keep on running. So if people are not taking the ball outside, if people are not praying love to each other, if people are not scoring each other, or even unfairly, if people are not touching the ball with their hands, who are not supposed to, the referee keep on going and going and running. But the moment there's the fall, or somebody has a wrong prayer, he pray along against the other one, the referee comes in. He was already in the field, just like God is in the field. So you are not saying, where is God coming from? He's still in the field, but he allows issues to continue. So the referee allows issues to continue. But if there's a penalty, there's a whistle. Now that whistling is what the Bible says, that you come with a shout of an archangel, and is going to judge. And he's judging and giving the one who has been wronged a penalty. But when he comes, he's also going to judge the one who has prayed wrongly by giving him or her a yellow card or a red card. That's exactly what will happen during the tribulation. He's going to punish the evildoers, and he's going to reward his children who have gone through this difficult time. But here we see that this time that God is going to seal and to save 144,000 Jewish people. These are 12 tribes. And he is going to 12 tribes, and every tribe will produce 12,000. They are evangelists. These evangelists are the one who realize, what the Bible has always said is true, and they'll come back to God. I said, the book of Romans, chapter number 11, says that all Israel shall be saved. Those who remain until this time shall come to the knowledge of Jesus. We have not replaced Israel. There's a teaching that talks about, repressing of Israel. Nobody can repress Israel. That's why Romans 9, 10, and 11 is given, to be told that God is sovereign, and God does not decide based on whether we have done wrong or not wrong. So even if Jews have done wrong, the Bible says that God is a sovereign ruler. He still will bring Israel back to himself. That is a fact. But they will come to God during the rule, or the time of the between the first and the sixth seal judgment. But here we have got an example of those 144,000. They will be preachers. Look at what the Bible says. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. Still, God is holding this earth. He loves the earth still, holding back the four winds of the earth, because the winds are the one blowing. If you remember the sixth seal, the wind was blowing and falling stars. So now the angel comes in and stop that wind, so that the stars are not falling again and killing more people, because holding the weeds of the earth to prevent any wheat from growing on the land or on the seal on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the sea. From the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. I want you to see that these angels are also going to execute judgment. They'll be allowed by the Lamb to kill. They are the angels. They are the Jeshi of the Lord. They are told, do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the forehead of the servants of the Lord. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. Remember, these are the tribes of Israel. This is not about the nation. This is not about the church. The church will have been taken home already. Don't make a mistake. The church was raptured. But these are the tribulation saints that come from Israel. These people are sealed. They are called the servants of the Lord. They will go out and evangelize, just like the 12 apostles of Jesus went out with Jesus, and when they were left, they preached in Jerusalem until they say that they have overturned Jerusalem upside down. This will be 12 times 12,000. They'll be multiplied by 12,000 from every tribe, and they will preach the gospel. And they will continue. This is after the church is taken home. And what will happen is that every Jew remaining will come to the knowledge of Jesus. This will be the first event, or the first group of people that God is going to use after tribulation to do the ingathering. Not only that, they'll preach also to the Gentiles. They'll tell them, they'll plead with them. And you discover that the next session, we look at how a group of people were able to come in and they were saved. But here we stop at looking at how the Jews came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. May we be part of those who come to Jesus before time. Those of you who are hearing this message, hold on to Jesus. Lord, give us the grace to hold on unto you. You say that you're going to put a seal of ownership. You have already put a seal of ownership on us who belongs to you, but you still put a seal of ownership to them that are going to, who are coming in and joining you after you have taken back the church. Help us to hold on. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.